الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد: بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, many times we have felt that sometimes we get this waswasa, this whispers and prompts to do evil things, or to think of evil things, or to believe in evil things. This phenomena happens to majority of the people, if not all. And it is a normal phenomena. It is nothing unusual. Even at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this type of prompting and whispers used to happen. Once Sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that sometimes I have these feelings, or I have these thoughts that go through my mind. It is so distressing that it is better for me to burn and become a burning charcoal than for me to utter what I am thinking. And he used to become so worried because of those thoughts. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, not to worry. فَذَاكَ صَرِيحُ الْإِيمَانِ. So that is the sign of true and relevant and clear iman. That you have faith, that is the clear sign. Why? It's because the fact that you do not want to utter these words, the fact that you do not want to express those thoughts, that is the proof that you believe in the right thing, and you do not want to express those things which negate your belief. Haji Imdadullah Makki Rahmatullahi, who was a very big, very pious person, once a person came to him and expressed the same thing that I have mentioned, that he used to get these kind of thoughts and he used to be very worried and depressed because of these thoughts. He said, not to worry. This is a sign that you have iman. He gave an example that a thief, a robber, does not go to a house where he thinks there is nothing there. He only goes to a place where he thinks there is something. Shaitan will only bring thoughts and whispers into those people's hearts and minds whom he thinks that they have iman. So this shows that you have belief. This shows that you have iman. And you should rejoice on that. That this is the sign that yes, I have. Alhamdulillah, to the thanks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have iman. And that is the sign that sometimes when you have these doubts, look at it positively. Do not look at it negatively. Do not play with those thoughts. But instead, rejoice on the fact that yes, I have iman. That's why you are trying to whisper to me. And when you rejoice, when you show happiness, then the shaitan will think, oh, he's getting more happy. He's happy that I come to him. I better not go there. The opposite will happen. The opposite effect will happen. So my dear respected brothers, elders, these waswasas and these prompts and these whispers and these doubts and thoughts that come into our mind is a normal phenomenon. So we should not get distressed. We should not get depressed. We should not worry so much about this. And put it to one side. The Quran says, إِنَّمَا النَّجْوَى مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ لِيَحْزُنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيْسَ بِضَارِّهِمْ شَيْئًا إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. That whispers and such thoughts is from shaitan. لِيَحْزُنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, so that the believers become distressed, so that the believers become worried. But remember, وَلَيْسَ بِضَارِّهِمْ شَيْئًا إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, that they cannot cause any sort of calamity or any sort of nuqsan or any sort of shortcomings, a problem, or evil, illa bi idhnillah, but with the hukum and with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no zalim, he is no oppressor, that he will let the shaitan do bad upon you when you don't want it. If a person wants to do evil, that's something else. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let him do it. But if a person doesn't want to do it and he's trying hard, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let shaitan do it. Allah is no zalim. So this is why, my dear respected brothers, elders, when such thoughts go into our minds, we should not get depressed. We should not feel so worried. For this is a normal thing. And this is the sign of iman. فَذَاكَ صَرِيحُ الْإِيمَانِ. And that is an alamat and a sign that you have clear and conscious iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the remedy, the protection. And that is in Surah An-Naf. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, to say that I seek refuge in the Lord of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Malik al-Nas, that the sovereign of the people, Ilahi al-Nas, the Lord of the people, from what do we seek refuge? مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ, from the evil of the whisperers, such whisperer that retreat when the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking place. Min sharril waswas al khannas. Khannas means a retreater, meaning such people when they hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being mentioned, that they retreat and they go back. They go far away. So when a person does the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan cannot come to him. This is why the ulama say that every after salatul, after farz salah, what should we do? We should read this mu'awwadatayn, قُلْ عَوْذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ عَوْذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. We should read ayatul kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. When we read this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us protection and would not let shaitan distress us, would not let shaitan cause worriness and make us worried. Because sometimes, if we are not careful, then this can overtake us. This can overtake us and empower us and then lead us to the wrong path. That is why it's very important that at all times we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek Allah's protection. For Allah's protection is the only protection that can save us from such evil thoughts and from the prompt of shaitan and people. مِن شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. That who brings evil thoughts into the bosoms of people. مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ, from jinn and from people. Sometimes the evil thoughts, and the majority of the case, it's from shaitan. And not just from shaitan, even from jinnat. So to get protection from jinnat as well, this is the surah. Sometimes jinnat overtake us and they control us and they make us do bad things. So to seek protection from them is also, this is the surah. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. This is why we should make it a habit. First of all, we must do our 5 times salah. For those people who do 5 times salah, they have extra protection. And with that, we read our mu'awwadatayn after every salah and ayatul kursi. If we do that, then we will come into the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no greater protection than the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No jinnat, no person can make harm, can do harm to us. So once we come into the protection, then we are in the protection of the Almighty, and we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful. And everything is His creation. And no power of the creation can be greater than the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all know that. And we all know that. So whenever we get these evil thoughts, sometimes we think, yes, we know Allah is one, but is it really? Na'udhu billah. Sometimes we have these thoughts. Is it true there is Jannat and Jahannam? Is it true that we are going to be resurrected? These thoughts sometimes come. And remember, these thoughts are from shaitan. Whenever we get these thoughts, first thing we say, "Amantu billah," that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we read this surah, "Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, malikin nas, ilahin nas, min sharril waswasil khannas, alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas, min al-jinnati wan nas." And by reciting that, straight away the shaitan and these thoughts will disappear. Another way in how shaitan causes mischief is bringing doubt in our daily activities. Sometimes we are doing wudu and we think, oh yes, is our part of this arm, is the elbow still dry or not? We're not sure. So we go and wash it again. Oh, maybe this part of the hip, of the face is still dry. We go and wash that. Brothers, once we have done it 3 times, finish. We stop. Yes, it is a sunnah to do it 3 times. And it is a great stressed upon sunnah, sunnatul mu'akkada, a stressed upon sunnah that we do it 3 times. But once we've done it 3 times, and again we get this doubt, we get these thoughts, oh, is this part of the body still dry, or is this elbow, or is this knee, sorry, is this say for example ankle, is it still dry, or is this part, or is the last toe, is it still dry, or is this part of the face still dry? We do not pay any attention to this thought. So much so that we say, even if my wudu is not done, I'm still going to do salah. I've done it 3 times, finish. The way to tackle that, you say, even if my wudu is not done, I don't care now, I've done it 3 times. Once you do say that, and once you start doing your salah, watch, these thoughts will stop coming. And these thoughts will stop completely. The shaitan will not try to attack you anymore. Because this person doesn't even care now. He's going to do his salah now. This is another way of shaitan causing problems. And it's been seen. So some brothers sometimes, they spend 20 minutes, half an hour doing wudu. So much water is being wasted. They've done it 3 times. They go, is this part of the hair, is it still dry? And they're putting hair water there. Or is this, and they put water there. Or is this, I do this. And they're wasting time and time. And the time will come, I can't be bothered doing salat. Man, every time I go to do salat, my wudu takes me half an hour. And then they leave salat, totally. Why? Because they become parishan. They become so much worried. And this is another way of shaitan stopping that person from doing salat. He starts thinking, every time he gets into salat, oh, have I done 2 rakats, have I done 3 rakats? He starts again. Oh, have I done third or have I done fourth? And then his 2 rakats become like Salat al-Taraweeh. Every time he's doing, every day he's doing Salat al-Taraweeh. Because he's end up reading 20. Why? His 2 rakats doesn't finish. This is a way of shaitan causing harm and making the believers worried. Another way of making them further, the harder he makes it to perform his ibadah, the easier it will be for him to leave the ibadah. When we find ibadah easy, we will do it very easily. But if we find the ibadah hard, we won't do it. Shaitan knows that. So he won't attack the believers first, say, oh, you shouldn't do salah because it's not good. He knows this, if he says it's not going to work. He knows 5 times salah, I've got to do it. So what does he do? He causes doubts. So that he try to create that distance between him and ibadah. Make that distance, make it difficult for him to do it. So once it becomes difficult, then he starts to leave it. So this is a way of shaitan. Shaitan has many ways. Remember, shaitan was mu'allim al-malaika, the teacher of angels. He knows how to attack an alim. He knows how to attack a lay person. He knows how to attack this person, that person. He has different methodologies for different people. But no matter what he tries, he is not more powerful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his brains and his power can never be greater. No matter what strategy he uses, his strategy can never be greater than the strategy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all know that. So this is why whenever we have this kind of sort of problems in salah or in our belief, straight away we resort to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek help in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should make it a habit of reciting Qul A'udhu Rabbi Nas. Mu'awwadhatayn is a must for every believer. Every after salah, even if we can't read it sitting down, while we are leaving, we can still recite. Say we have to leave straight away, we leave. But while we're going, we read Qul A'udhu Rabbi Nas, Qul A'udhu Rabbi Al-Falaq. While you're entering into the car, we read Ayatul Kursi. And we read it. And inshallah, if you start reciting that and make it a habit, a time will come that we wouldn't even need to pay any attention. It will automatically come out of our mouth. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. It will become second nature. That's how it will become. Become very easy for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to practice what has been said inshallah.